whose dream is it? I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. The recent news coverage of a youngster carried away by a weather balloon, which now appears nothing more than an attention grab by his parents, reminded me of something I wrote when my own children were small that I've updated a bit and would like to share with you today. The story by itself was disturbing enough. An airplane in which a 7-year-old girl attempting to fly across the country crashes moments following takeoff. The girl, her father, and a flight instructor are killed. The anguish, as the father of a 7-year-old girl at the time, quickly gave way to anger on my part. Most 7-year-olds are learning how to deal with the basics of education and the business of being a child. What is being accomplished by having someone who should be playing with toy airplanes attempt a transcontinental flight? The answer is simple: to set a record. Many doubt the motivation in this tragic scenario came from within the child. It rarely does. Most children that age aren't capable of that kind of thinking. Too often, the push for a youngster to succeed comes from someone else. The push towards that record or towards the winner's circle can be as deadly as being pushed off the edge of a cliff. It's doubtful that the death of 3 people would be a deterrent to others. The day after the crash, a newspaper told the story of a 10-year-old boy who wanted to fly an airplane around the world. He was labeled by his father as courageous. Parents, there is a very fine line between giving your youngster an opportunity to do something and have that child live out your unfulfilled dreams or become your own ticket to fame. Yet it happens again and again and again in all areas of life, especially in athletics. The joy of a parent and child playing catch in the backyard or in the vacant lot next door has given way to the parent which drags out the bag full of balls and pitches endlessly and excessively to a youngster to improve hitting skills. Parents complain that youth recreational leagues, and for that matter, even school-sponsored athletics, are no longer competitive enough for their child. Travel teams and so-called elite competition for kids barely old enough to read exist because of the faint, nearly non-existent hope of setting a record, winning trophies, and of course, earning an athletic scholarship to college. The frenzy is fed by a multitude of groups. The media, because there is sometimes a story in a young phenom, is attracted. Even groups which sponsor competition, the MHSAA included, contribute indirectly. But the primary force is still, whether they know it or not, and they usually do, the parents. And don't get me wrong, many parents have their heads screwed on straight and understand that kids' games are just that, kids' games. But an increasing number of people, including parents, are losing their perspective about why we have school-sponsored sports. We continue to force kids down the funnel at a much too early age in activities, athletic and non-athletic, in school and non-school sponsored programs, all in the name of competition, in a so-called pursuit of excellence. It's a collision course with disaster. So how do we restore a better, healthier perspective? It might be an oversimplified approach, but in educational athletics, we have a chance to remind everyone that the big picture in life is defined by many elements, sports just being one of them, and probably the least important of them. School-sponsored programs should seek to involve as many kids as possible in as meaningful a way as possible. What should be learned in competition is how to be one's best as a person first. And if between the lines you end up being the best athlete on a given day, that's fine. And if you're not the best in that particular competition, that's okay too, as long as you gave your best. There's nothing wrong with winning, as long as it's not our only focus. It's when we get that perspective twisted, and we often do, that we have problems. As a 7-year-old, my daughter talked of sports and wanting to be a volleyball player. She also talked about other things she wanted to do in her life. As close as she ever got to being a volleyball player was being on the cover of the program for the MHSAA Finals. But now she's chasing her own goals of being a television producer, where among the sports she has worked includes volleyball. But at least when I tucked her into bed every night and gave her a goodnight kiss, I was all the while thankful that she was dreaming and living her own dreams, not those of her parents. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.